Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. That is not one of my worries, worrying about am I doing wrong things or bad things. Because I am so busy. And you know, it takes all of your focus to practice doing what's right. There is so much out there in the world to offer. And if we don't stay focused on what our goal is, that if heaven is your goal, then you need to be focused on heaven being your goal. So I am so focused on doing that I don't worry about bad habits. I'm working on the good ones, and that's the Word of God, because the way that it tells us, it gives us directions and instructions on how to get to heaven, and that's my goal. So that's what I do. I practice the God habit, the Word of God. So come on, and let us all practice living the Word of God. And I carry out my divinely given purpose that God has given me as a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls. They had this commercial where the Maytag man says that the Maytag machines are so good that they don't need any repairs. They don't have anything to do. Well, not so with the believers of the Lord. We have plenty to do. We have plenty to do. Talking to people, encouraging people to stay encouraged while we walk this journey, while we live this journey, because one day the Lord is coming back. And I just heard a message on this past weekend talking about the talents and how that the one man buried his talent. And God was really displeased with that. So what are you doing with what God has given you to do? And so I'm living my journey of purpose, encouraging others, doing the things that God has given me to do. Now, what about you on today? What about you? Are you living that God-given purpose? God didn't just make you and put you on here on this earth to do nothing. He made every one of us with purpose in mind. And so if you're not doing what God has given you to do, well, you need to get in touch with him. And you need to call him up and ask him what it is that he would have you to do. And then you need to listen. You need to open up your heart ears and allow God to speak to you. So be still and let him speak to you after you have asked. you can see that I am excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what he's going to do. And so I want to keep that excitement until Jesus comes. And when he comes, I want to walk in and I want him to say, come on in, my good and faithful servant, and take your seat. I tell you, that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the Lord on today. So I want to thank you for tuning in on today, and I hope that you are too, that you are encouraged at this point in your life of about the things that God is doing in your life. We've got to encourage one another while it is yet called today. And so that's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging you to catch a hold, keep your hold, and let's walk on together in the strength of the Lord. All right then. Well, we have a good topic for you on today, dressing in God's armor. Dressing in the armor of the Lord. Dressing. And we're gonna talk about that, but before we get into that, we are going to have a word of prayer because we want to magnify God for what he has already done, and we want to continue to have his favor in our lives. We want to continue in our joy. We want to continue in the rest of the Lord. And so in order to do that, we've got to stay in touch. We've got to stay in touch. And how do we stay in touch with the Lord as believers? It's just like the White House, I understand, have a red phone. And you can call that red phone and you will get a direct connection with the president. So prayer is our vehicle for that direct connection with God. So whatever your situation is, whatever that thing is that you have been tugging with, whatever your problems are, and whatever that question is that you have before the Lord, we want to pray. You know, sometimes the enemy, he's on his job. We have to give him that. He's on his job. And his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So we know his job, and he knows his job. But we have to know our job. And we have to stay on it. So whatever, we know that what he do, what he comes to do. But God has given us, he has equipped us with what we need to stand against him. And so we have him in our life. We have the Holy Spirit. So whatever that situation is, we want you to come with me. And I'm going to touch and agree with you for God to work that situation out. And then we're going to dress in his armor. Yes, we're going to dress in the armor of the Lord. So whatever that old enemy has in mind is canceled today. We cancel him out in the name of Jesus. We cancel the hit that he intended on today. Oh, but the blood of Jesus, the blood, it stands against him. So come on and let's go. Bring your minds in and let's just go to the throne today and talk to the Lord, our daddy, about whatever that situation is. Most gracious Father on today, we thank you, we praise you, and God, we magnify you. What a mighty God we serve on today, God. You're great and you are worthy of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our King, oh God. Thank you for being our leader, God, our director, God, our friend, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we magnify you for it today, God. For everything we need, God, it's in you. Thank you for it right now, Lord. We ask that you would forgive us, Father, if we have displeased you in any way. It's our heart's desire, God, that we please you, God. That's what we're striving for, God, is that you be pleased with us, God. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels, oh God, that you have sent, God, that you sent to protect us, God, to keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are healed today as we stand on your mighty word. Yes, Lord, we found your word, God. We found it, God. We found it, Lord. We found your word, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it is life. It's life unto us, God. And it's health. It's health to our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, God. In the name of Jesus, according to Proverbs 4:20, God. And we're so glad we found it. It's medicine to us, God. Your word. Your mighty word, God. And we're standing. We're not moving, but we're standing on your word on today, God. In the name of Jesus, you are healer. You are healer, God, our doctor. And we thank you for it right now, God. And we thank you. And I touch, Lord, and I agree with my sister, with my brother, whatever that situation is, God, for you, God, to work it out right now, God. Right now, God, you said while we were yet praying, God, believe that you've done it, God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word in Mark, oh God, 11:24, God. And we're believing it, God. We're standing on you, Jesus. We're standing on your mighty word. And we thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we ask that you would look on the sick everywhere. Touch their bodies today, God. Go in the hospitals, God, in the name of Jesus. Arrest those souls, oh God. Arrest them, God, those bodies, in the name of Jesus. That pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, God, and deliver, God. Heal, set free, God, in the name of Jesus, as only God you can do it. Go in the homes today, Lord, where your people are, God, in the name of Jesus. They're depressed, oh God. Lift up that hung down head, God, in the name of Jesus. They're weary, God. They're tired, oh God. But in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, there is rest in you, God. Rest in you, Lord. Give your people rest today, God, in the name of Jesus. And give them joy, Lord. For your joy is our strength, Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And the strength of the Lord is my joy. And we thank you right now. We ask that you look on the Harden family, God, and bless them, God, in the name of Jesus, as they go through here, Lord. All of those, my sisters and my brothers, God, look on our bishops. And our mother, God, Mother Cooper, Lord, and bless them, God. Give them rest in their bodies, God, from the long week, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our pastor today, God, and bless him and his family, God. Bless all nations and all of the churches, oh God, that need a touch from you, God. Would you go there, Lord? Revigorate them, God. Revive them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As only God, you can do it. And we thank you that we have this connection with you, God. Thank you for your anointing in our lives, oh God. For your anointing makes the difference, God. You said it breaks the yokes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever that yoke is, God, break that yoke. The anointing breaks the yokes. Break the yokes today, God. In the name of Jesus. And let your people go free. And we thank you right now for it, God. We thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we believe that it's done. We believe it so, God, in your name today, God. Thank you. And you said if we would acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, would direct us. And we thank you, Lord, for direction right now. Nobody like you, God. In Jesus' name we pray today. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen and amen. We thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. Always. A man ought to always pray and never faint. It's no time for fainting. But it is time for prayer. So let's just pray and keep each other up before the Lord that God will do a new thing. And he said that he would, that he would do a new thing. And we want God to do new things in our lives. And I just love him for that. He knows how to encourage us. So if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my webpage, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request there, or you can pull up or download our All Nations app. Yes, All Nations Christian Center, Church of God in Christ. And our pastor is Elder Tracy N. Mitchell. And we have an app. And you can go on that app and you can leave your prayer request there also. And prayer will be going on for you. Yes, you. Now, if you want an encourager to come to your occasion and be a speaker, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you would like to be a guest, you can go to that same email address. Now, if you have a testimony of what the Lord is doing for you, woo, I'm excited, and I thank God for that. So if you have that testimony, you can call me at 347-850-8928, and you can share that testimony right here with us on Blog Talk Radio for the next 6 minutes. I am live and in living color. All right, then. And don't forget to check out my website also for my books, and also for my archived messages. So I want you to be encouraged. And so whatever you need to do to be encouraged, that's what you need to do. All right, so today we're going to talk about dressing in God's armor. Dressing. When you get up in the morning and you take your shower, and you put on your deodorant and your perfumes and so because you smell good. But then you put on that outfit, whatever it is, that bad outfit if you're going to work or if you're just going to be around the house. But you're dressing. You're dressed in an outfit, in something. So today we're going to dress in God's armor. Why God's armor? Because in his armor, have you ever looked at the ancient movies and you see how they, in war and fighting, they put on that armor? Oh, my goodness. And I'm pretty sure that that armor is made of stuff that cannot be penetrated. It can't be penetrated with the sharpness or whatever it is. And so even today, you know, the police have the bulletproof vest. And so the bullets don't penetrate. So the armor, God's armor, God, just think about if man got that kind of sense and make armor, just think about what God's armor is and what God's armor do for you, do for me when I dress in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are protected in the armor of the Lord, in that armor. Thank you, God. I remember one day coming from work, and I was magnifying God for allowing me to dwell in that secret place. Yeah. Yeah, that's just like dressing in that armor to me, dwelling in that secret place. And as I was praising him, the Lord just spoke to me and said, you're hid in me. And I said, what, Lord? He said, you're hid in me. He said, a lot of time the enemy be looking for you, but he can't find you because you're hid in me. So just think about that. Dress it in the armor of the Lord. The enemy can't find us if we are dressed in his armor. We are covered in him. We are covered in the Lord. So dressing in God's armor. And it's coming from Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And 10 says, finally, my brother, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. It didn't say be strong in myself, but it said be strong in the Lord. So whatever we need to do to be strong in the Lord, that's what we need to do. We need to dress in his word. And so a part of his armor, a part of that, it says be strong. Be strong. He didn't say be weak. He didn't say be whiny. But he said be strong in the Lord. So that means we're going to have to get up. We're going to have to get up. Get up out of pity city, feeling sorry for ourselves. And we're going to have to be strong. We're going to have to put on the word. So when these different situations come at us, and they are, and they do, but we're going to have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Power, God, the Holy Ghost, his Holy Spirit dwells in us. And he gives us power. He gives us power. Power of his might. So we're to be strong in the power of the Lord, the power of his might. So we're to put on the whole armor of God. And some people say the full armor. Some Bibles say the full armor of God. And look what it says, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, I just told you what the devil do. His whole job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the reason that we're putting on this armor is so that we'll be able to stand against the things that the enemy bring to our minds, bring to our bodies, bring to our spirits. But if we stay strong and put on the armor, dress in the armor of the Lord, he going to have a time trying to penetrate that armor. So we got to put it on. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, the word of God is truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, doing what God say to do, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you have peace within you, then you can give peace to others. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all. So we're praying for one another. And so if we dress in God's armor, we're going to be able to handle it. Until the next time, be blessed. Bye-bye.